Well, welcome back to our next edition of the Mike Kira Radio Program, What's Up America? As always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. And my next guest is Mr. Alvin Fisher, who is a great flutist or flautist or a great flute-playing guy. And we're so blessed and honored to have Alvin here to tell us about his flute playing and all the great music that he performs. And I had a chance to check out the music, and I really couldn't stop listening to it. It's such great music. And first of all, Alvin, why don't you tell us a little bit about how you actually started playing the flute?
Wow. Good morning. How you doing, Mike? First of all, when you say that, man, I got to go way back. I go way back to when I was a kid of about 8 years old. I was watching television, and I saw a movie, and it was the Benny Goodman story, and it was like music that was just awesome music in the movie, and Steve Allen was playing as Benny Goodman, and I got to see and hear the history of some of that music from back way before I was born. And anyway, I just loved it, and I was like, wow, I want to play an instrument like those guys. So I went to my father and mother and said I wanted to play an instrument, and they said, well, go to school and get one. We got five kids, I can't buy you one, so go to the school, tell them that you would like to play, and see what happens. So that's exactly what I did. My brother was already playing an instrument. He was playing the trombone. He was like a year and a half older than me, and so I went to school, and I told the lady, I said, I want to play the long thing, because I didn't even know what it was called. And I was talking about the clarinet, but she said, the long thing? I said, yeah, that long thing. So she gave me a flute. So from there, I picked it up, and I just never put it down, man. It was just something I fell in love with, you know?
Great. So, Alvin, that's great how you got started with the flute there. So when did you start playing professionally? I mean, did you first get a band a while ago, or?
Well, no, actually, professionally speaking, I had gotten so good playing that I was actually on my porch playing one day, and some guys walked by, two teenage guys walked by. I was 12, and they were about 15, and they started jumping up and down saying, is this kid really playing like that? So they came up on the porch and talked to me, and they was like, well, man, we got a band. We're playing with some guys, and we want to see if you want to play with us. So I was like, okay. And turns out that the guys were a singing group, and these guys were musicians, and it's really a storied history here. One of the guys who lived around the corner from me ended up being a songwriter and producer, and I grew up in Washington, D.C., so he ended up producing Chuck Brown. I don't know if you know who that is, but he's a legend out of D.C. Chuck Brown created the go-go sound of D.C., so James Purdy was his name. He ended up producing Chuck Brown's records, and he produced that big hit called Bustin' Loose. But anyway, those guys pulled me with some other guys, and that group was called the Casuals. And anyway, I made my first record with those guys when I was 15 years old. And I started playing professionally with them, and on the road and making records at 15 while I was in high school. So that was back in the early 70s. And what happened, after playing a few years, and we had hit records and stuff like that, you know, local, regional hit records. And my father asked me, well, what are you going to do, son? You're traveling and you're playing, and, you know, I finished high school, and I said, well, I'm going to be famous, Dad. I'm going to keep playing music. He said, no, I think you better think about that and get yourself a good education. So he said, I want my kids to have education. So he told me that I needed to go to school. And I was, it was a good transition because I was already in high school. So went to school and got my first job working with computers. I think I was about 19 years old. I was still playing, but I actually quit playing professionally when I was 21 and got married and had a couple of kids over the span of 35 years. I worked in IT as a IT manager and director, and I'm a founding employee of XM Satellite Radio. I helped build XM Radio, and that's where I retired from. And prior to retiring, I went back to playing the flute again, and because I was at XM Radio. So when I retired, I said, you know what? I told my son, I said, I think I want to put a band together. I told my wife, and they said, well, why not? So I started doing that and researching and created my own record label and started playing my own music. And I hired one of the best producers I could find and a couple of producers, and I made my first single in 2008 while I was still working. And then when I retired in 2010, I decided I was going to put the band together. And then 2013, I released my CD, full CD, called Absolutely. So I kind of sped through the story, but that's the story in a nutshell, man.
Oh, that's great, Elvis. So with these songs on the flute, are most of them like cover songs or paying tribute to people? Are these songs you write yourself?
Yeah, well, that's actually what I was doing. And in doing this CD, I wanted to pay homage to the folks that came before me. So I did do cover songs, and I did a couple of original songs. I didn't write them per se, but I had them, I helped produce them with my producer, who actually, he has the writing credit on the songs. I don't know which one I sent to you, but I think I sent you the one, The Good Life. Is that the one I sent you?
Let's see here. Yeah.
Yeah, that's one that, an original tune that we did. And then I did covers, and, you know, because I knew being in the music business in terms of being at XM Satellite Radio, I knew how to structure, or I wanted to structure my CD in order to get the maximum out of it for airplay. And believe me, they've been playing my songs all over the world, and I think I used the right strategy in doing that. I am the only other flute player that I'm aware of in the country who has done a remake of Harlem River Drive by Bobby Humphrey. And I also did a tribute to Herbie Mann, who actually I got a chance to meet years ago. And I did an updated version of Memphis Underground. And so, yeah, those are the types of tunes I have on there. And I actually did a gospel tune on my CD. I did Amazing Grace. My son plays guitar with me, and he plays guitar on all my songs. But he and I have featured, and he's featured prominently on Amazing Grace. And he does a hell of a good guitar solo on Memphis Underground. But at the time he recorded with me those tunes, he was about, I think he was about 25 years old. So he's an excellent guitarist. And the guys in my band are young musicians with excellent talent. So, yeah, that's how we came about with those tunes.
Oh, great. So, Elvin, when you're creating, you know, original music, I mean, is there a certain process that you go through, or I mean, you try to get the song down, or take us through a little bit about when you're writing?
Yeah, well, for me, actually am a song for me is I create the melodies in my head, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
And I'll hear the melodies in my head, and I'll say, I tell my wife all the time. She said, "Are you practicing today?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm gonna practice, but I've been practicing." She said, "I didn't hear you practice." I'm like, "Well, you know, I practice a lot in my head, you know." So anyway, with the songs, I do the same thing. I come up with the sound and the melody, and then once I come up with it, I can literally walk to my flute, pick it up, and start playing it. And then what happens is when I collaborate with my guys or producer or whatever, and we go from there and say, okay, well, here's the melody. Now let's structure this thing with, you know, with the body of the song, you know, the bridges and the backgrounds and the drums and the bass and the guitar and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, Alvin, you know what? That sounds simply fantastic. What we are going to do is we are going to take a quick break, and we will be back for our next segment of this edition of our program today. My guest today is Mr. Alvin Fisher, calling us from beautiful Dover, Delaware, who is a great flautist or flute-playing guy, and he has got some awesome, wonderful music, and he is a great jazz flutist. They were so blessed and honored to have Alvin here. Again, my guest, Alvin Fisher. You are listening to the Mike Kerr radio program, What's Up America, as always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. And please stay with us for our next segment of this edition of our program today. The Sanford Music Festival returns to the West End Trading Company on Saturday, March 7th, featuring over 30 bands on four stages, vendors, and food trucks. Brought to you by OrlandoBands.com, the local music guild, and the Ladies 327 Supper Club. Tickets are on sale now at SanfordMusicFest.com. It's an all-day event, and it starts at noon. Sponsored by West End Trading Company, Band Bling, the Mike Kerr Radio Show, Ron Holland Productions, the Travel Superhero, El Camino School, and School of Rock. Well, welcome back to our next segment of this edition of the Mike Kerr radio program, What's Up America? As always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. My guest today is Mr. Alvin Fisher from Dover, Delaware, who is a great jazz flutist or flautist or jazz flute making playing guy and is one of the best. And we're so blessed and honored to have Alvin here to tell us all about his flute playing. Alvin, is a pleasure and honor that you could join me today. We're truly blessed. Okay, Alvin, so I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the songs our audience will be listening to during this show. We mentioned them a little bit, but we could talk a little bit more about them. So the first song we have here is called The Dance They Kiss, Romancing the Stone. Can you tell us about this song here?
Wow, that is a good friend of mine who is an excellent musician out of Chicago. His name is Tim Gant. Actually, Tim has been playing the last few years with Ramsey Lewis. He's a keyboardist that played with Ramsey up until, I think Ramsey retired last year. And so Tim was playing with him the last few years until Ramsey Lewis retired. But anyway, Tim Gant was playing with another friend of mine, Nick Colleone, who's a guitarist. And Tim came to me and said, Alvin, I got the perfect flute song for you, arrangement of a song. And I said, well, what would that be? And we talked about it, and he said, you remember the movie Romancing the Stone? I said, yeah. He said, well, there's a flute in that, and I've got an arrangement for that song, and I'll bring it to you. And he did, and I was blown away by his arrangement, because when you listen to the song in the movie, you can hear the melody, but it's nothing the way Tim arranged it, nothing like the way he arranged it. So total different spin on it, but you know, because it's the melody and you know, the structure of that song, it is what it is. It is the dance, the kiss from Romancing the Stone. But we put a whole different spin on it, and I just love that song. But that's how we came up with that one.
Okay, and another song we have here is Memphis Underground. Can you tell us more about this?
That in itself is one of the biggest hits, Herbie Mann, the flutist from the 60s. If anybody's familiar with Herbie Mann, that's one of his biggest hits, Memphis Underground. So I was working at XM Radio years ago, and I don't know if your listeners or people remember if they had a radio, but we had a logo on the radio, and it was a sound logo. Like NBC has an identifier. When you hear it, boom, 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 you know that's NBC, you know.
Right.
XM had a logo as well, and it was da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So that logo was played on every channel, all the time, back when we were XM Radio. And I, as a flute player in the company, well, I was a musician in the company, they asked me, could I play that logo? And I said, sure. So if you ever heard that back in those days on the radio, that was me playing the logo. But we also used to do little, what they call them, bump outs or something like that, little musical interludes for different radio stations, and they asked me to play some little short riffs, and I did a little thing for the Real Jazz Channel, tribute to Herbie Mann, and I did a little bit of Memphis Underground in that, in a couple of his other tunes, and they were just excited about that. So when I recorded my CD, I said, you know what? In order to pay homage to one of the best that ever played the flute, I think I'm going to record Memphis Underground. So My producer and I came up with an arrangement that's just a little updated from his arrangement and a little different, but actually my son plays a heck of a guitar solo in that arrangement, and that's how we came up with Tribute to Herbie Mann and put that on the album.
Okay, and another song we have here is The Good Life.
That was the one that was actually written by my producer. His name is Travis Milner. Travis is also an excellent musician. He plays with, two professional groups. He plays with The Temptations, and he plays with famous guitarist Norman Brown, who's another friend of mine. So Travis wrote that tune, and he said, Alvin, this is one I think the younger crowd would like. And it's got a Steppers type flavor to it. So when the folks hear it, you know, they do these line dances and whatnot. We wanted to do that for the Steppers in the crowd that to get excited about that song. So that's how we came up with that one.
Oh, great. Alvin, I want to talk a little bit about, right now you are performing at different places, or?
Yeah, and actually this past, in 2019, I got a chance to play in Cuba last year before travel to Cuba was shut down for us here in the U.S. My wife and I had gone to Cuba, and I was invited to a jazz club, and I played with an excellent group of young ladies, Cuban musicians, called, their band is in English, it's translated to Cinnamon Band, and we had a ball playing with them, and then this past October, I played in Las Vegas. I was invited out by a friend that's a musician out there, and I played at three different hotels. I played at the Artisan Hotel. I played at the, Orleans Hotel, and I played at the Westgate Hotel. This is all without my band. There's another story to my band. My band is right now on a hiatus. All my guys are very young, in their 30s, and they all decided a couple of years ago to start getting married and having babies, including my son. So, and also my guys are very educated, hardworking guys with good jobs. So we've sort of been on a hiatus for the last year or so because they started having children. I also moved. I moved from my home in Maryland. My wife and I have built a home here, and now we live in Dover, Delaware. So I moved to Delaware in July. So we've been busy with the new home and the new life, retirement life here. And my son and my band members have been busy with their jobs and with their new families. So the band has been on a sort of a hiatus, but I still go out and play when I'm invited to go out and play with a lot of the guys that are in what's called the smooth jazz world.
Oh, so you still play. So when you play, then you're playing with other people then.
Right, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Actually, one of the bands I played with in Vegas was Barry Manilow's band. I played with them at the Westgate Hotel back in October. Yeah.
Wow, great. Okay, Alvin. So one of the questions I wanted to ask you, you know, you mentioned about the clarinet, and, you know, we're talking about wind instruments. So, I mean, if you know how to play the flute, is a clarinet different? I mean, you have to learn separately for all these instruments, or?
Yeah, that's totally different. And even though I did pick up the clarinet as a kid, because I was still interested in how I played, I just didn't attach myself to it like I did the flute. So I just went right back to the flute. But all those, and that's the difference. I've been on a lot of jazz shows, a lot of jazz musicians, and I tell you, we laugh about it because I'm like, how many saxophone solos and sax players can I endure on this trip, you know? Yeah. Everybody wants to play a saxophone, you know. And you have a lot of sax players who have flutes, but they're really not flute players. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I am a flute player. I practice and I play flute. That's it. I don't play any other wind instruments. Not to, as a musician, and as long as I've been playing, I can pick up most instruments and play them. Trumpet, saxophone, clarinet. Now, but I'm a professional flute player, you know, because that's the instrument that I play, strictly play, you know.
Right. It's, you know, we're talking, you know, about, you know, flutes, and because I know with saxophones, there's, you know, tenor, alto. I mean, with flutes, is there different types of flutes? Do you play different flutes, or how does that work?
No, there are. There are different keyed, in terms of a key, different types of flutes. You can go all the way to a piccolo, which is a, you know, tiny one that has a high pitch. There's bass. You can play a bass flute, alto flute. I play a regular C flute, which is the one that I play.
Okay, Alvin, you know what? That sounds simply fantastic. What we are going to do is we are going to take a quick break, and we will be back for a very last segment of this edition of our program today. My guest today is the one and only Mr. Alvin Fisher from beautiful Dover, Delaware, originally kind of from the Washington, D.C. area, but now he spends his time playing some great flute music, as Alvin Fisher is a great flutist or flautist or flute playing person, man, guy. And we are so blessed and honored to have Alvin here to tell us about that. And if you have a chance, well, the music is attached to these files, but if you have a chance and you've got Google Play, or if you got one of these services, he has got some great music. And I'll just say that this music is so relaxing and so, you know, fresh and breezy, and at the same time being very bold and, you know, very assertive, and it's just a great combination. It's great music for just a day. I think a day that you're just you know, on a tropical island or on a deck chair on a cruise sailing the ocean. It's just some smooth, wonderful jazz, and I am so glad that I could enjoy the music myself. And I do listen to these songs, and sometimes, especially in this case, I listen to whole songs. You know, a lot of times you listen to a song and it's like 30 seconds, you get the idea, book this guy. But, you know, with these songs, it's like, this is so good. It's like, oh, I'm supposed to be reviewing songs here. I'm just enjoying a nice, wonderful music, and it's great music, and we hope that, you know, you could, you know, support Alvin and, you know, purchase some of this music, buy this stuff, because, you know, it's great. Not that Alvin, like he mentioned, not a starving musician or anything, but it's great to support the artists, you know, you enjoy, and to give them their dues. Okay, my guest is Alvin Fisher, and you're listening to the Mike Kira radio program, What's Up America, and please stay with us for our very last segment of this edition of our program today.
One time, it's in the place, teeny, they see me, get loose, goose, cranberry, to be merry, but hello,
let me see your hands high, make a toast to that good life, get your backs up off the wall, before they make last call, girl, I see you looking fly, wonder could I make you mine, tonight, tonight.
Welcome back to our very last segment of this edition of the Mike Kira radio program, What's Up America? As always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. My guest today is a great flautist or flutist or flute-playing guy person, Mr. Alvin Fisher from Dover, Delaware, and it is such a pleasure and honor that Alvin can join us today telling us all about his music. And I also, you know, I want to thank Alvin, but I also want to thank each and every one of our radio listeners for joining me today, sharing my love and passion for what I do, which is sharing Alvin's love and passion for what he does and loves, and that is the flute. And, you know, if you've got an idea, whether it's another flautist or flutist, or maybe a saxophonist, or any one of a variety of subjects, you know, please, you know, send me an email, give me a call at MikeKira.com, and we'll see what we can do. Also, if you'd like to become a Tweet Peep, it is so easy to do. All you've got to do is go to twitter.com/MikeKara73, twitter.com/MikeKara73, and there you're going to find, well, plethora. Mainly what you're going to find is something like this. I'm going to tweet. Like, are you right now, this is my, I also want to mention, this is my private Twitter, and I use this mainly at this particular point. That might change, but right now in time, I use this solely pretty much just to promote my shows, but I might stick in, you know, if I have a good, if I got a good hamburger, a good cheeseburger, might stick that in, but usually just want to help promote this show and help promote the Mike Kara Media Group. But anyways, you're going to get something like, I just interviewed flautist Alvin Fisher. Then I'm going to say I'm working on the show with flutist Alvin Fisher. And then I'm going to say via Anchor, the show is all ready. So you want to check that out. And again, just a quick little blurb. Thanks to our 80-some percent of our listeners that are from France. So that is, seems a little unusual, but we're so blessed and honored to have all these French people. You know, maybe someday it'd be fun to do a show in France. But so if you're listening from France, I'll just make this clear, and then we'll get back to Alvin. If you happen to be listening to this or listening to this part, please email me and let me know. So, but we appreciate everyone from everywhere, and that just was kind of interesting that that was the majority of the listeners. But even the one that's in Ghana or whatever, you know, we appreciate. So again, my guest is Alvin Fisher, and a great flautist from Dover, Delaware. And Alvin, it's a pleasure and honor that you could join me today. Thanks so much. We truly do appreciate it. Okay, Alvin. So I wanted to talk, you know, a little bit about your, you know, social media and, you know, your website. So first of all, do you have a website? Or?
Yes. My website is www.thealvinfisherband.com. And I'm on my website. You can go pull it up, and there's videos, there's pictures, pictures of me and my guys. There's my bio, and there's music, different reviews and whatnot of things that, that I've done. So, yeah, that's the website that's out there for us. And then I'm on Facebook, of course. The Alvin Fisher Band is on Facebook. And I think that's how you found me.
Yeah.
Yeah, on Facebook. So.
All right. And now as far as YouTube, do you have, like, certain videos on YouTube? Or?
Yes. Plenty of videos on YouTube. Matter of fact, from my website, if you go to the website and click on videos, you can go to a lot of the YouTube videos that are out on YouTube. But yeah, we've got plenty of videos out on YouTube that show us doing what we do. And I think if anybody goes out there and pulls them up, they would enjoy them.
Okay, Alvin, I wanted to ask you a question, because I think your music would be very appropriate for that, and that is cruise ships. Have you played on cruise ships or thought about that? Because it seems like a good place for you.
Well, that's exactly what that's exactly where I kind of I was working at XM Radio, and I was invited by guys at the time. His name was Tony LaBarbera and Mark Vrabel. They started the Smooth Jazz Cruises back around 2005. And they invited me to come and join and play with, actually started playing with Brian Culberson, Rick Braun, Nick Colion, all the major jazz musicians that are out on, or that were out on the jazz cruises, we all kind of went out together on those first jazz cruises. I think I played on about four different jazz cruises so far. Plus, that was with the actual jazz, designated jazz cruises. But I've also played on probably about three or four cruise ships as my, you know, by myself with other cruise artists since then. So I think I've probably done a total of about eight or nine cruises playing.
Oh, great. Now I want to talk, Elvin, you know, with most of your music then is instrumental, you playing the flute, but I noticed that that there was songs where you're actually playing, you know, with a vocalist. Is that common, or do you usually do the instrumental?
We're mostly instrumental, but because I've been around so long and have played with some of the best, I like to mix it up sometimes and bring my friends up, and we play together. So if one of my professional vocalist friends is up to it, we put them on the show. Pretty famous folks. I use instrumental talent as well. One of my childhood friends is a guitarist by the name of Anthony Conti. He plays with Heat Wave. Right now, he plays with Heat Wave, but we grew up together, and so I'll pull him up to play with us sometimes. Another guy that sang in the group I played with as a teenager, Roger Chapman, he's out on one of the videos that we did. I had him playing, and we like to go back and do some of the old tunes that we did back when I was a younger guy. And friends like Curtis Pope, who was the band leader and trumpet player for Wilson Pickett. He's a good friend of mine. I've got Curtis playing with us on a couple of tunes out on the videos. Curtis Pope was, and see, he still has the band called the Midnight Movers, and they still play. But these guys I've been knowing for years, they're friends, so that's how we do that sometimes. We'll mix it up and give the people, you know, a variety of talent and music, whether it's vocals or other instruments, you know.
Right. And Elvin, I wanted to ask you, you know, with the holidays, you know, not too far away, I mean, do you sometimes require to play Christmas songs on the flute, or?
Oh, yeah, we've done that. We've done shows where we've done, we play. I don't usually play a lot of, like, club-type venues, but we'll play special requested venues, like anniversaries and stuff like that for people. And so people have asked us to play at venues during the Christmas time, holiday time, where we'll mix in Christmas songs as well. Actually, I'm speaking with one of my producers, and we want to start working on some tunes to actually, I want to put out some Christmas songs. Hopefully this year I'll be able to put some out. But he's telling me that the best time for us to go in the studio and work on those will be in the summertime.
Okay, Elvin. Oh, before we go, we want to let everyone know how they could purchase the music, help support you. So how do they, you know, we appreciate the three freebies, but we want to encourage everyone to get these other songs. So how do they go about that? Are you, like, on iTunes, or?
Yes, I'm on iTunes. I'm everywhere. But you can buy them on iTunes. You can buy the full CD on CD Baby. But everybody's downloading tunes now. So I'm everywhere. Anywhere you can, Amazon, iTunes, everywhere. you can go to my website if you want and click on the CD, and it'll take you to where you can buy the CD as well. So.
Oh, and I also want to mention, you know, because I pay $7.99 for this Google Play, that you are on Google Play, and looks like there's a lot of songs on Google Play. So for those who are on Google Play, I don't work for Google, but I always encourage that. So you're on, like I said, a lot of platforms, huh?
Yeah, yeah. I can actually, you know, I can't even keep track of them anymore. So some people would say, well, yeah, I bought your songs off of such and such. Somebody just told me that the other day. A guy here where in the community where I live said, "Man, you're on Amazon. I found your stuff out on." I said, "Oh, that's nice, you know." But anywhere and everywhere you can buy music is where you can find Alvin Fisher. So.
Okay, Alvin, we really appreciate your time. Any final thoughts or anything else you'd like to mention here?
No, I just appreciate you calling me and appreciate getting the chance to talk about, you know, what I'm doing. And, you know, I like talking about music. I like, you know, music is universal, of course. Music is something that brings us all together, and we really need that now, you know what I mean? So I really enjoy talking about it. I also always pay homage to the people that came before me, and I study the folks that have come before me. So I try to encourage the younger folks to do the same, you know. Some of the stuff you just can't make up, you know what I mean? It's been done professionally and done very well by the masters that came before us. So I try to encourage the younger people to keep studying, you know?
Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay, that's great. Alvin, my guest has been Alvin Fisher, and you've been listening to the Mike Kerr radio program, What's Up America? And please catch us again next time.